Hello and welcome to the Thursday, April 3rd, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Amazon is starting to get serious about protecting developers' secret keys. These secret keys are used to connect to Amazon's web services. And a couple weeks ago, I think I already mentioned here in the podcast how security researchers found 10,000 of these keys on GitHub. What happens is that developers add their personal secret key to applications and then upload the source code, including this key, to GitHub. But Amazon is now going a step further. What they apparently are doing is they're looking through applications on the Google Play Store, and if they find a secret key embedded in one of those applications, then they will notify the developer. When you sign up for Amazon Web Services, you will be given a user ID and a secret key that's used to authenticate, and that's also used for billing. So, for example, if you leak the secret key, then anybody could essentially use Amazon Web Services and you will be billed for them. A better option would be, for example, to set up a temporary key for your application if you want your users to use a particular web service, and of course, you will still be charged for it, but with these temporary keys, it's easier to limit the impact of unauthorized use. DNS service provider Nominum came up with a report outlining what they are seeing in terms of amplified denial of service attacks that use recursive DNS servers as an amplifier. One thing that's not really surprising is that one of the main sources of amplifiers is home routers. I've seen this myself as far back as I think it was 8 years ago, having a DSL modem that had a recursive DNS server enabled on the modem itself. And then, of course, such a modem would make a great amplifier. For ISPs, these particular devices can be difficult and risky to patch if you have a few million of them out in the field and you are downloading firmware upgrades. There's always a chance that a percentage of them doesn't come back, which of course is something ISPs try to avoid. And LinkedIn is fighting back against a particular plugin known as HackIn. HackIn displayed a little button next to LinkedIn users trying to guess that particular LinkedIn user's email address based on a number of public sources. Of course, this kind of plugin went somewhat against the LinkedIn business model, which in part at least relies on LinkedIn controlling connections among its members and in some cases even charging for example, introduction emails. On the other hand, of course, a plugin like this would expose LinkedIn users to spam and also violate somewhat their privacy. But then again, this plugin only used the public sources. It didn't per se hack anything other than maybe some creative Google queries, which are sometimes referred to as Google hacks. So for now, this particular plugin is not working, but the author is promising a new version that will not violate LinkedIn's terms of service. And recently, FireEye accused Rovio, the maker of Angry Bird, to collect a lot more data than they publicly state. The main source of the criticism here was the use of ad networks. Now, Rovio, like many websites and applications, is not serving ads itself, but instead just relying on ad delivery networks. And the problem here was not just that they showed the ads, but they also transmitted the unique user ID that a user creates when they sign up for a Rovio account to play Angry Birds. With this user ID, it would then be possible for the advertiser to correlate data that the user submitted to Rovio, which may include things like the location and birthday. Overall, not 100% sure how big of a deal this is. One definite technical weakness here appears to be that all of this data is transmitted via HTTP, so it's not encrypted. And in addition to any advertisers and such, the data may also be received by third parties listening in. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.